Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
John 10 verse 10, Jesus said, "The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy." So he says, there's a thief. The thief comes to steal. He comes to kill. He comes to destroy. He doesn't leave happiness. He doesn't leave joy. If you had joy, he comes to steal the joy. If you had properties, he comes to destroy the properties. If you had a vision, a future, he comes to destroy it. Jesus accepted that there's a thief. But that is not where he ended. Thank God that is not where he ended. He said, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy." So he comes with nothing good. But then he said, "I am come, that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly." They might have life, and they might have, that they might live an extraordinary life, the supernatural life. Another version says, "I am come, that they might have life, and they might have it to the full." So he thinks the life we live on the earth is not good enough. The life human beings live on the earth is not good enough. So he came with a different kind of life. He said he brought a life that when you receive, no thief can steal from you. Nobody can kill you. Nothing can destroy you. Your vision is intact. To secure that vision of a glorious future. Maybe you have a vision for a brilliant career path. You're planning that you're starting at this level, but you know where you're going to end up. You have a big vision for your life. Listen, there's a thief that can steal it. There's a thief that can destroy it. But thank God, we are not hopeless. Jesus said there is something that you receive, that when you receive, you become theft-free, destruction-free, debt-free. He says, "I am come that they might have life." Thank God it is life he brought. If he had brought something physical, maybe someone could have stolen it from us. But it's a life that enters inside of us. And so it is in us and nothing can take it out. Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly." Oh, there's a better life. There's a better life that you can live. A life of satisfaction. So people have money. They have all that they... you would think they would need naturally, but they are not satisfied. They are bitter. They're always looking for the next adventure. Always looking for the next big thing. Not because they're adventurous, but because they're looking for satisfaction. Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life and they might have it to the full." There is the full life. That life of completeness that he brought. That life of certainty. You can live your life knowing that no matter what happens in the future, you are secured. He said that life would immune you from the effects of the thief. At times people have money. They've saved up so much and there's a fire outbreak and they lose everything. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he came with life. If you're listening to me today and you have not received that life, what are you waiting for? This is a life of joy, completeness, certainty, love, and hope. I'm talking to you now. This is your moment, a time to receive this life. Nothing can steal your health. Nothing. If maybe you felt a pain in your body, there's a life that you receive and joy will return to you. You want to receive this life? Say after me. Say, "Oh Lord God, I believe that you sent your son Jesus and he came with a new kind of life. I believe that he is your son and today I declare that he is Lord of my life. And because he is Lord of my life, I receive that life that he brought. Now I have salvation. Now health is mine. Thank you, Father. I'm born again." And I pray for you that you walk your Christian walk, a life full of glory, a life of progress. That is your testimony in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Watch Pastor AB on Silverbird Television, 9 a.m. every Saturday in Port Harcourt and 3:30 p.m. every Sunday in Lagos. get ready to be transformed by the Word of God. You can reach us by visiting our website, www.pastoraby.org, and also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Simply search for Pastor Aby. Till next time, God bless you.